Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Benash. I'm coming to you live from the Investor Summit at Sea. We're on the beautiful celebrity silhouette with about 250 of our closest real estate investor friends. And there are folks from all walks of life. Some of the biggest brains on the planet are on board, talking about folks like Peter Schiff. Peter is one of the few people who predicted, in writing, the 2008 financial crisis for the right reasons. He's been incredibly insightful in terms of predicting what some of the major structural dislocations are that exist in our financial system. And I love listening to him and learning from him. Of course, Robert Kiyosaki, the best-selling financial author of all time. Every time I sit down with him, I learn something profound. And here's a guy, he's a human being just like you and I, who's got his successes, he's got his failures, he's got his strengths and his weaknesses, and he's very open about them. And I learn a tremendous amount from him. I learn from his advisors, Tom Wheelwright, Garrett Sutton, both on the cruise, again, this time learning from the asset protection standpoint, as well as from the accounting and tax standpoint. Tremendous knowledge. Every time these guys open their mouth, there's some huge insight that just kind of explodes in the room. These folks are very capable, very experienced, and I just cherish what I learn from them each and every time I get together with them. Folks like Chris Martinson, I know many of you have listened to Chris live. Maybe you've watched his video course, The Crash Course. If you haven't, you know, Chris has been a guest on the show. You definitely want to sit down and take a few hours, carve out some time with no interruptions, and watch his video series called The Crash Course. It will blow your mind. It'll change your life. And it's only in the process of sitting down with folks like this one-on-one and really understanding at a deeper level, not just what you hear on television or you read in their books, but really have the opportunity to ask deep probing questions that you get to learn and be able to internalize what it is that they have to teach you. You also learn from the other summiteers, from the other attendees. These are folks that are, many of them, very capable and very worthy of being up on stage, and yet they are in the audience. There are developers that have built thousands of units. I spent some time with a developer yesterday who did all of the land development work for Euro Disney. Another developer who's built hotels, who's built a fab for Intel in 11 months from a bare site to having a Class 10 clean room capable of manufacturing microprocessors in 11 months. That was unheard of, and she pulled it off. These are the types of people that you get to sit down with and learn from. And you don't get this from sitting behind your desk looking to Google for answers. It's only by getting face-to-face with people of this caliber that you're ripped out of your current mindset, out of your current reality, and you open your mind to what's possible. I sat down, had dinner with a great young man last night. Here's a man who's inherited multiple generations of family wealth. Here too, he's trying to figure it out. He's got a lot of assets, but he's also missing some things. He doesn't have the right team around him. I worry that if he just goes out on his own and tries to do things with the do-it-yourself model, that he'll squander that wealth. That's why he's here. He's being careful. He's trying to learn from the best in the business. And it's so important to do that. Whether you're investing your own funds, investing other people's money, you've got a fiduciary responsibility. And that fiduciary responsibility is to educate yourself so that you get the best possible knowledge, the best possible strategies, and you're able to put together the best possible teams. Oftentimes we go into situations thinking we know the answer. You know, I'm going to say very humbly that I've been pretty down on cryptocurrency, and I thought I understood cryptocurrency, and I think I still understand cryptocurrency. Yet this week I learned an awful lot about cryptocurrency that I was completely blind to. I saw what is the opportunity in cryptocurrency that I could not see a month ago or even 6 months ago because my mind was closed to what is happening in that world. And it's only by getting into this immersive environment where you're able to have one-on-one direct conversations with people that you get those key insights to see what's really possible. I've long believed that there are really three things you need to accomplish anything in life. Number one, you obviously need the knowledge. A lot of people will go to a course, they'll attend a workshop, they will get a degree and they'll say, great, I have all the knowledge. I've got everything I need. And it's not true. It's not enough. So you need that for sure. Number one. Number two, you need the emotional drive. You need the grit, the tenacity, the fortitude to power through whatever obstacles are going to get in your way. And you have to eliminate whatever emotional obstacles are preventing you from making forward progress. So number two, you have to overcome that emotional piece. And then number three, and this is the part that is most overlooked, you need to get in the right environment. When you come to a place like this, this is when you're in the right environment. As you're thinking about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.